Psalms chapter 74. God, why have you rejected us forever? Why does your anger burn against the sheep of your pasture? Call to mind your people whom you purchased in ancient times, the tribe whom you have redeemed to be your own heritage, and Mount Zion where you live. Come look at the everlasting ruins, all the damage that the enemy has done in the holy place. Your adversaries roared in the middle of your appointed place. They set up their battle flags. They hacked away with axes as in a thick forest. They smashed and broke down all the engravings. They broke them with axes and hammers. They set your sanctuary on fire, knocking it to the ground. They desecrated the dwelling place of your name. They said in their hearts, "We will destroy them all." They burned up all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see any more signs. There is no prophet anymore, and no one among us knows how long this will last. How long, God, will the enemy throw insults at you? Will the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take your right hand from your garment and destroy them. Yet God has been my king from ancient times, bringing salvation on the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You smashed the heads of the sea monsters in the waters. You crushed the heads of Leviathan. You fed him to those living in the wilderness. You broke open springs and streams. You dried up flowing rivers. The day is yours, and the night is yours also. You set the light and the sun in place. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Call to mind how the enemy hurled insults at you, Yahweh, and that a foolish people has blasphemed your name. Do not give the life of your dove to a wild animal. Do not forget forever the life of your oppressed people. Remember your covenant, for the dark regions of the land are full of places of violence. Do not let the oppressed be turned back in shame. Let the poor and oppressed praise your name. Arise, God, plead your own cause. Call to mind how fools mock you all day long. Do not forget the voice of your adversaries or the uproar of those who continually defy you.